If Briar Long needs some old draft advice, he has a couple of people in his own household he can chat with. The 15-year-old Asterville, aunt, product who turned 16 on July 22 watched his brother Caden get selected in the later stages of the 2021 Ult priority selection by the North Bay Battalion, while his dad Mark Long was taken by the Oshawa Generals in the 6th round of the 1996 Ult priority selection. It is nice having them give me advice and tell me what could happen, even though we do not know what is going to happen until it actually happens, so we are just trying to enjoy the moment right now and see what happens on draft day, said Briar. The 5'10", 145-pound forward played the majority of his hockey days in North Bay with the Trappers but chose to go to the GTHL and play for the Mississauga Senators in his draft year. In 26 games in the highly competitive league, Long netted 10 goals and 21 assists totaling 31 points. Caden Long, who played for the Powassan Voodoos this past season, is excited to see where his younger brother goes. Briar has put in so much work on and off the ice over the years, I believe that it shows how bad he wants it and that he proved it during his year with the Mississauga Senators, said Long, who had a solid rookie season with the Voodoos. He excelled this year with his team and continued to play exceptionally well at Ole Cup. I am super proud and really excited for the upcoming Ole draft for Briar, and I hope that a team will take a chance on him because he will give it his all day in and day out. I believe Briar's best asset is his work ethic, and that speaks to who he is as a person. He is an amazing young man. Ole scouts have taken notice. Long is a good skater who utilizes his feet to drive offense off the rush. He possesses a good shot and makes smart simple passes, one Ole scout told Bay Today. He moves the puck efficiently in transition and has a strong hockey IQ. I would describe him as a player who brings a consistent work ethic to each shift, and is always an offensive threat when he's on the ice. Briar, who also has a younger brother Cove, has grown up in a competitive environment with his two brothers and his dad, who has been a longtime minor hockey coach in the area. Just my hard work and compete every night is probably one of my biggest factors, Briar says about his game. Just giving it my all every time I am on the ice. Long says moving away is not easy, but it helped to make the move along with former Trappers teammate Ryan Days, who also played for the Senators this season. It was a great season getting to know a new bunch of guys and playing with some of the best and getting better every day practicing with my team. It was a great experience, Briar said. Having a good friend, like Ryan, with me was a good help. Long is expected to be taken anywhere from the 3rd to the 6th round of the draft. While he has talked with a number of teams, he is trying to take the experience in stride. I have had a few calls and I am just trying to get ready for the draft, he said. Long and former Trappers teammate Andre Mondou, who played this season for the Toronto Titans, are the top two locals expected to be selected in the draft, which begins online Friday night. Bay Today will have extensive North Bay Battalion and local reactions to the 2023 Ole Priority Selection online event, which wraps up on Saturday afternoon. Rounds 1 to 3 begin Friday night online at 7 p.m. while rounds 4 to 15 will resume at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning.